These are the songs of Amherst College, where music has traditionally marked the memorable moods and times. Through the years, they have gathered meaning beyond their words, warmth and beauty beyond their melodies. To each of you for whom Amherst music has special significance, this collection is affectionately dedicated. For 40 years, Amherst students have had the privilege of knowing Robert Frost as teacher, lecturer, and friend. Listen to his familiar voice.
As is well known, the college is partitioned off into several departments, none too sure of each other's importance. It therefore becomes us bachelors of art now and then to remind ourselves how much we owe to the inventions of science for these phonographic means of keeping fresh for 1,000 years or forever these voices and this music we are going to hear from Amherst. The Glee Club of Amherst always sings out like a burst of young spirit, the greater perhaps for having been held in check a while for the discipline of it. Much of our life in college may seem a suspension of life, not to say repression of life, in arduous preparation for deeds to come. Well and good. We won't go into the doctrine of that. But as for me, my weakness has always been for something like a real deed now and then as we go along, for relief, so to speak, such as playing a game, for victory, singing Jimmy Hamilton's victory song called Lord Jeffrey Amherst, acting a play, writing a play, painting a picture, publishing prose and verse, any of which may prove to be nearer than anything else in college to what things are like outside. What I am talking about is achievement, what we want most for our country, with the end in view of being tried as intellectual pleasure and entertainment by worldlier than academic standards.